energy clearing for life force. And I'm so excited today because I just had the best interaction with someone that I met on social media. And we both, he reached out and said, hey, does anybody want great guests? And my other show is called The Erica Glessing Show, and it loves having great guests. So I said, yes, that'd be great. And he started sharing names with me of people he knew, you know, super creative people. And then he just sort of goes in and changes one of the pictures I have on social and changes the background of it and just sends it back to me. He's obviously a creative himself. And it's just one of those things where just by reaching out with, you know, a sense of being willing to collaborate, we all of a sudden saw ways that we could help each other. And today I wanted to have the show be about opportunity and having you look at the opportunities that are available to you and really get bigger with it. So expand the energy of you and then expand the opportunities that will happen as a result of you awakening that. It's like a willingness to have more opportunities, right? So then it's not always knowing what those opportunities might be or how they might be. Do you see? It's more of a willingness to say, I wonder what connection might change my life today, you know? How could I help someone today? How could I further someone's career today? How could I be of service? And as we shift that energy, it's really a movement into collaborative co-creation, right? And at the same time, watching out for yourself in a self-care way. So it's this interesting juxtaposition of working with others and also honoring your own chi, your own life force, you know? Many of us have children and jobs and we're in service all the time. So we wake up and we might be kind of like in service from morning to night, and that's okay. That's part of being a human being. And also, I wonder if you took some time just to create or just to express yourself. If you took some time to nurture you, how would your life be different? You know? And I encourage you today to look for opportunities and look for situations where you can ask for things that you haven't asked for in the past, right? Because we're all connected. We're all connected. And if you look out, this is something else I was talking to the friend that I met today on social media, was we used to have 6 degrees of separation, but now we're not that far from anyone. So for instance, my good friend Nikki Rich is a good friend with Oprah Winfrey, and my good friend Rich Cruz is a good friend with Oprah Winfrey. And if we look at my friend Tia, who's friends with Pups, who's friends with all these other people that I meet, that I'm so blessed to meet, these dancers and artists and creatives and authors, and we're all just a couple degrees of separation from each other. So, you know, it's a time on the planet where we are being called forth to be more of ourselves and create more of ourselves. So that's my conversation for today. It's really following the energy of opportunity and being willing to be a source of opportunity for others. And that combination is really quite beautiful and magical. I'm not sure where it can bring you, but I'm pretty sure it's going to change your life and change the fabric of your life. And it can change the fabric of your life within moments. It doesn't take years. It's fascinating. So thank you again for listening. This is Erica Glessing on Energy Clearing for Life Force podcast. You can find me on Facebook/Erica Glessing. And you can find me at, Build Your Podcast for Influence.com and Energy Clearing for Life.com.